You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motorzone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.
Looking for the ultimate driving experience? Live the Ranger life with the extra large Ranger offer at Ford Claremont. Choose the hard-working Ranger XL or XLT, combining rugged capability with smart design and comfort. Enjoy more space, advanced technology, and top safety features for your family, plus seamless connectivity with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Prices range from $6,399 to $9,399 per month. Plus, mention Zone Radio when you purchase and receive a 5,000 Rand Long Beach Mall shopping voucher. Call 021-672-1700 to book your test drive today. T's and C's apply.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James.
Yeah, morning to everybody. Nice day out there.
Getting
closer to...
I'm excited about the weather because it's really been awesome.
It's been awesome. It's nice weather. Joburg has got the same amount of weather, a little bit hotter, but no rain. And they are in deep trouble, as we were a couple of years ago. So I think it's even worse there. Mismanagement, but what can we do? I just want to say congrats to the Western Province girls and the 19B side. They beat KwaZulu-Natal A's in the quarterfinals, so they're into the semifinals, so well done there. And I think the under 19 boys are playing KwaZulu-Natal 19A's.
Is that water polo? Yes,
the interprovincial schools. Yes. So well done to all the girls. They're doing well. So yes. Well done.
And coming to the, we talk about schools, it's all prize givings are happening. Yes. And the grade sevens that are saying goodbye forever. Moving over to grade eight.
Big school.
Big school.
to go back those years ago, eh?
So to all our learners near and far, and especially today, I know there's prize giving. I know there was last week as well.
Congrats to everybody.
Congrats to all of you that you've achieved. Well, even if you didn't achieve, congratulations, because we know you tried your best.
Yeah, so don't take it too hard. Some people passed, some people fell.
Yes, that's right.
Just try again harder. You know where your mistakes are, try better.
Don't take it too hard.
No, we're all there. Don't do silly things. I mean, we've all done pass. We've all done fails.
We've all done silly things.
And we learn by our mistakes.
Yes.
If you don't make mistakes, you'll never learn.
Very true.
You've got to remember that.
Look at me, James. I'm learning every day.
Oh, we all have to. You know, same as me. So, and sometimes we forget. We're just a lot quicker to forget
that's
now.
That's right.
So, yes. Okay. And then... So we'll come to the forgetfulness of the road traffic.
Yes. This is our last... feature... For the year, and of course you come back next year.
Next year, we'll be all in our new officer.
Yes,
got aircon now. Feel nice and chilled. I hope everybody's had their aircons checked before they go away on holiday. So, I'm just going through all these funny things and about the safety risks of South African road users. We're actually terrible. South African experiences 44.8 fatality accidents per 100,000 people. So it's a quite drastic, and I think it's actually worse now with the amount of trucks that are on the road because our rail system has collapsed.
That's right.
And unfortunately, drivers, they're impatient, same as everybody else. Everybody wants to get there. The truck is bigger than you. Do not try and get in front of it and slam on brakes because it cannot stop.
It'll go
over you like you're not even there.
But it does on media, and you know they seem to be very
aggressive,
and you actually seen the accidents, and it's
they don't care about you on the road. So don't give them an opportunity. Rather just back off and say, you know what? Sometimes we do it.
And silly season's upon us and holiday. Yes. I mean, the holiday makers are making their way down. Cape Townians are making their way up.
I think Cape Townians are making their way out.
Yes, that's right.
Out of town.
Yes. So either way, you're going to get to your destination. Just, and have many, many stops. If it's a long distance, many stops.
It's always better. Always better. So remember, I'm just going to go through some of the what causes all this chaos. Is reckless driving, speeding, aggressive driving, ignoring traffic laws and common. If you're going to a place you don't know and you see there's something, back off, look once or twice before you go through it. If you see a stop street coming up and you know it's quite a busy road, look left, look right, keep visible. Slow down before you get there. Believe me, defensive driving is the best. I still believe that and it still works for me. Drunk driving, we know about that with alcohol, drugs, all that. Guys, please don't do it.
See, it's not also just alcohol, and it's correct drugs. What you said. Drugs is also very, very, very,
very high,
present.
Very high, very high.
And so it's not just drunk driving. Do they test for drugs? Do they test?
No,
they don't.
They don't. They don't. It's not as if we've got a overseas. They do. They've got a special thing you put on. You scrape it on your tongue, and it'll tell you.
Well, maybe they should start doing that, because it's not always just a drunk. Someone who's had consumed a lot of alcohol.
There's that thing we've got to do. But the biggest, I still think that is one of the biggest things: drunk driving and drug abuse, and then poor vehicle maintenance. There's a lot of vehicles that shouldn't be on the road, and unfortunately, people can't afford anything newer, and they think they're getting a good car, and they're buying a piece of rubbish. Don't go out, and this is my suggestion, don't go out and buy a car in December if you're not sure of it. Rather wait till January. Keep your money if you can.
Is there a reason?
Reason being people are trying to push the cars out. So people get in their Christmas bonus, and they're trying to scoop out on the rubbish that's out there. You know, they've kept this car for 6-8 months. They can't get rid of it. They'll drop it by R1,000, and the guy says, I need this car. Meantime, it's been through a lot.
Yes.
And when it gets back, you'll break down on the road. I don't know how – look, they've tried to cover back on the roadworthy scams and things like that, and the guy says, put us to roadworthy because he's got a connection. The car's actually not roadworthy. They go to Eastern Cape or wherever, load the vehicle up, which they shouldn't be doing because they haven't enough time to test it and go through all the problems. And accidents, and that's where the people are killed. And also the trailers. Guys, if you haven't got a trailer, go and have it serviced. Make sure the wheel bearings are done, things like that. Make sure everything. But we'll go through a whole list of things as well. But corruption and inefficiency is also in bribes and things like that. There's, you know, if a guy gets caught speeding, rather not do it, because it actually takes you're the one that's actually causing the problem, and you're causing the deaths on the road by bribing these officers to take money for doing something that they're supposed to do legally, and you're convincing the guy, no, take the money. It's wrong. I haven't done it. I'm not going to do it. If you get caught, take the consequences like a man or whatever. Take it like a person should. But don't bribe them, because that's a problem. You might, that person that's bribed that traffic officer to let him go with a rubbish car might go 10 km down the road and kill someone in an accident.
Then he's got to live with it. Yes?
And that's that you know, or your family, or something like that. So don't do it. Let him rather just take out off the vehicle. Look, we know it's going to happen, but try and prevent it as well. And then also, big thing, plan your route if you're going to go out. Have a look and see what the roadworthy conditions of the roads are going to be, if there's anything that's happened with rain or the drought or whatever, what's the road conditions. Go there. Do that, all that thing. And if you find out that it's done, find a different route. Take a little bit off-road. You know, different route might be great. Take an extra day or two.
Yes.
That's what I would suggest. Just take it easy if you can.
Because I know many, many will rather decide to stay home over this Christmas period.
It's going to be busy.
Because of the fact that, you know, the roads, it's city season. I mean, the traffic is horrific here already.
It's got busier down, yeah. Especially, I mean, last week, I think it was Thursday, there was a
tar spill on
Oekapsaweg. It caused chaos the whole day. And it was, and I hope they charge the guy who it was, take them to court and get them to pay for the cleanup. Not that the time that you wasted sitting in the car. Some people ran late for all meetings or doctors or things because you never expected it. And there was nothing on the radio. No one told anybody.
And use an alternative route, and that's the main road, and that was clogged up.
There's no alternative route. The alternative route through Fishhook and to down the
Boys
bottom.
Drive.
And Boys Drive was hectic as well.
Yes, yeah.
And then there was a truck, I think, stuck on Chapman's Peak trying to go through the top because it was too big. So, I don't know.
And last night, another truck, Bridget had a supper. He had an early supper. But this time, the truck was coming from the fun slide, not from Fishhook side. It was going towards, and it was stuck under Bridget.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think what they should actually do is try and make one before that. A warning thing.
But they do. So it's just people
it's
just don't.
It's just stupid.
They just don't adhere.
Yeah, that unfortunately. Yeah. I don't know where their brain sits, but I think it's everybody's in such a rush to get their thing. So let's go through a couple of things, what you should do, well, what you should have in your car before you go. Normal wear and tear stuff that you should have automatically in your car. So we'll go through essential items for your vehicle. If you go to AutoZone South Africa, you can print this out. And it'll give you a list of what you should keep in your car. It's nice. Keep a checklist. So if you know you've used it, put X and you can go to get a new one to put on there. So it's just something I picked up and I thought I'll mention it because they're one of the only guys that are actually doing it.
But so, I think it's important because, you know, many of us, when we're doing our road trip, you've got so much to think about.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you just, you know.
The wife is on your case, you're on the case. You know,
and you overlook it. You overlook it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
And when you look again, something happens.
And you're on the road.
On the road, and oops, I should. And then it happens. Doesn't always happen, but sometimes, we know. So we'll go through. A jack should be in it. Take the jack out, make sure it operates correctly before you say, yes, I got a jack. Wheel spanner, make sure your wheel spanner fits your wheel, your lug nuts and that. And your lock nut. Make sure you have that lock nut in an easy place to get it. So, and make sure it fits onto the lock nuts.
Otherwise,
because a lot of people
trouble.
Lose them. You know, you lose your lock nut, that's you bag it. And to get that fixed, the same thing. And if you're towing a trailer, make sure you, like I say, the four-way wheel spanner will be the best for your trailer as well. So you know that will fit. Make sure that fits. And then your spare tire, make sure your spare tire is pumped up and it's correct. It's not flat, gone over time. Make sure, take it out. Have a look and make sure that's all right. A puncture repair kit, if you can
that's
afford one.
That's very important.
Just remember, if you get a puncture repair kit, you will need a little pump to go with it. Or you can get one of those quick inflators. They don't always work, that tin. You've got to read the instructions carefully. But if you've damaged the sidewall, no, it's not going to work. It's only if the tire's going down very, very slowly. But if it's gone down too quickly, I can guarantee you it won't work. But you can take it to as a safety thing anyway. Warning triangle. Your triangle you must have. You actually should have it in your car. And another one, get yourself a luminous vest. They're cheap, not expensive, $40-$50. Keep it so people can see you. Make yourself more visible. A flashlight with extra batteries.
Oh, yes.
Always keep that around. And buy a head one because there's nothing worse than you trying to – someone holding a torch while you're doing the wheel spanner and you've lost the wheel nuts or put them down and someone's shifting with the kids. Yeah, you're always screaming at somebody. You know?
Yes. You're either too tall or you're too short.
So if you get one that goes on your head and it points towards the wheel, you have to see it.
Yes.
And keep that rubber mat. Like I mentioned it before, keep a rubber mat. So you put the rubber mat down there, you put the wheel bolts and all that there. You kneel in it, you don't get dirty. Keep an extra rag or wet wipes or something in the car with you as well. Fire extinguisher, big important thing at the moment. Keep a fire extinguisher, should also be in the car. Make sure it's secure. Don't leave it lying loose because it becomes a deadly weapon if something happens.
You do get fire extinguishers.
Oh,
you get
ones.
Different ones. You get different ones for car and for home, am I
right?
Because
there's different CO2 levels and whatever the gases. But go in, if you go to one of the car shops and that, there is different times to read it. So you'll want one for rubber type electrical faults.
Okay.
So that's what, but they normally sell them for cars and houses, a builder's warehouse or something like that.
Yes.
Or,
but sometimes they're not queued, you know.
No, they won't. You'll have to read it.
They're not queued
read
up to
if
help
not,
you.
Google.
Yeah.
Google and see which is a better. You don't need a massive one. You just need a small one to try and stop it as quick as possible.
I think we can thank Mr. Google Oogle.
Oogle, it works, eh? It works. A little basic toolkit.
Yeah.
So make sure you've got a flat screwdriver, pliers, side cutters, insulation tape, some spare fuses you can keep if you're interested in that thing.
But you need to keep some fuses. You just don't know what, you know, if a fuse blows. So
if a fuse blows by mistake or something, but make sure you put the correct fuse back that's in
and
try
learned,
and get
we
it
learned,
to...
We learned that lesson, did we not?
Yeah, you can put the wrong fuse in and it'll blow the... It just makes the wire run. The wire can only take X amount of amperage and that's why they put those small little amperage fuses in there, 10 or 5 or 7.
Yeah.
15, 20, 25, 30 is a green one. That's a massive one. And you get a 50 and a 60. So, yeah, be careful about that.
I did learn about that because we had to call you out plenty of times because every fuse we had, it blew.
Blew, yeah. And it's just a small thing that can happen. It rubs. A lot of vehicles rub. Vibration, it goes through the harness and thing. Don't wait till now. You should have had this. If you've got a problem, go and get it fixed. Because you'll be on the road and it'll progressively get worse.
Yes.
And you put, like I say, never put a bigger fuse in. If it's a 15 amp, a blue one, put another blue one in. If that blows quickly, you'll have to get to someone to go and have a look. Because if you don't, it's just going to cause what I said, it runs. And it just, and it, that's when the fires come out. First aid kit, it's also plasters.
Very, very important. And you get a nice first aid kit. Oh, yes. Now it's got kind of got four vehicles.
Yes.
You've actually got a nice, and it's
in a pouch.
Yes, it's in a pouch.
You can put it in your car. But not only that, it's not just that. It's if you're going away on holiday and you slip, hit yourself or whatever, you've got a bandage, you've got an emergency blanket. There's a lot involved in it. And go open it up, and if you see there's something that it's not air, go and put your own. Modify to your own own good.
My daughter-in-law is amazing. I mean, she's even got needles and she's got cotton. She's got things that you need.
You'll be surprised. When
we need something, it comes out of a handbag. So we're amazed.
Yeah, so it's not a first aid kit. It's an emergency roadside assistance. Yes. There's a lot of stuff that goes with it. Go through it.
She's got glue and scissors. She's even got that. That all-in-one, the tool that's all-in-one.
The Leatherman.
The Leatherman. She's got a pink one already.
No. That comes in handy because you never know when you need different things.
Yes.
But these are just things we're suggesting. So enjoy you don't want to run out of ideas. Okay, so then we're going to come to the vehicle preparation checklist. Very important. Do this all when it's cold. Not do it when it's hot. So first thing in the morning, you've got the day before you start going. Check your coolant levels, oil and water. Make sure that's right. If you need antifreeze, go and get antifreeze or summer coolant. There is different types of things. You ask the guys, should be able to tell you. A better one, the stronger one is actually better. It'll help lubricate everything. It's got glycerine in and it stops everything, not for everything from rusting, but it helps lubricate everything as well, especially with the plastics and things like that nowadays.
Yes.
Ensure that all your lights are working. So headlights, brake lights, get someone to push the brake so you can check it at the back, indicator, yes, no, all that. Connect up your trailer as well. Check it, make sure. And the biggest thing I find is with when they stand along, a rat might have chewed a wire. When you put your indicator on for your trailer that's connected to your – make sure it's onto your vehicle because it uses it in earth. And then press the brakes, put the indicator on. Because what happens if it's a bad earth, the brake lights on the trailer will start flashing, not the indicator. So that will indicate a
bad
earth.
And you should also not overpack your vehicle.
No. Keep everything. If you're going to load the trailer towards the front, not towards the back.
Oh, that's something I didn't know.
It'll keep the weight on the back axle. If you're taking weight off the back axle, it'll cause the car to sway.
So you pack
heavier stuff to the front of the trailer.
Lighter. And then in the boot of a car?
You can keep stuff, you can keep stuff there. It's too stable, the car. You got to remember, don't overload. Same as the roof racks. If you've got a roof rack, don't overload your roof rack. It's only made for X amount of weight.
Yes.
Okay, so, that's those little runners that you're running on there. So, be careful of that as well. Wipers, make sure your wipers are working.
Yes. Because
the weather can change at any time. Get yourself some washer fluid. Put it inside the washer fluid tank. Make sure your sprays are working nicely. Because a truck can come past you with mud and whatever, spray it, whatever, and you can't see nothing.
I had a good laugh yesterday. Someone shared it on a video and said, only in Cape Town, and it was raining. So that must have been on last week. And he actually took the video behind him, and then he overtook, and the wipe and the guy had
his hand
manually, manually with the wiper going up and down. And he said, only in Cape Town.
It's not only in Cape Town. I've seen it overseas with the motors thing, and the guy's actually sitting with he's got a passenger. One guy pulls it, and he pulls.
Yes.
So he pulls the wire, he pulls it back. So get the wipers going with a piece of string because they haven't had done. But it's like I say, also the wiper motors get seized up because of the different things. So make sure that's operating properly and nice and smoothly. It hasn't got slower and slower. Because if you're on the road and it's slow already, it's going to seize on you. I can guarantee. Because it's just the different materials they use. Try and spray some Q20 or a nice lubricant down those little, where the wiper fits in, try and spray
little
in there
gadgets.
As well. Yeah, it's just a little bit of spray on you. They can use that Q20, take it with you. It'll help you if a bolt's a little bit tight or something. You spray it on there and try and loosen up, lubricate it before you take it off. Where were we up to? Yeah, check your tire depth. Make sure your tires are in a roadworthy condition because I think they're going to have a lot more roadblocks this year.
They actually said they have roadblocks. They're also going to have that license recognition. So if you've got any
outstanding fines,
and I thought that, and we need to get someone in. to guide us with
they
this.
They should have a because warrant.
They should have a warrant, and you should sign it. They cannot just
they can't arrest you for it.
Arrest you because you've got to sign the warrant.
Yes, they. That's.
But they say that's
a tricky. It's a tricky situation. It's a catch 22. Some people will force you. As far as I know, they can't do anything to you. They can tell you. You have a. If they can produce the warrant, they can get it printed out and they can arrest you for it.
Well, let's hope there's someone from the traffic department that's actually listening to us
just
today.
Just let us know. Or a lawyer that's had this problem.
Or a lawyer that has had this problem.
He's going to give us a suggestion and let you know
because
as well.
Because it's confusing. Everyone says you've got outstanding warrant, you should have appeared in court, but how do you if you haven't even got the warrant to sign?
Well, you see, that's because now our postal service also collapsed as well.
That's right.
So, but if they can produce it on the thing, you can do admission of guilt and pay it on the spot as well. So they have got all that. So it's up to what the traffic department feels like on that day.
And it also depends on the traffic cop that stops
Don't argue because it'll only get worse. The best is accept it. Like I say, sometimes it's not worth arguing because you know
you're not going to win.
The old days are fighting against thunder.
And also just have everything ready. When you get pulled over, have your license
ready. Make sure your license is
valid and get your license itself ready and just put a smile on your face and say, hello, officer, how are you?
And don't put the 50 bucks between the two.
don't try and bribe.
No. Make sure your license is up to date. I know there's a big backlog of that. Make sure your license is there. It's up to date. Your driver's license up to date. Make sure you've got copies of these things as well.
That's right, because, you know, when they stop, they are going, they're going to make you blow. They're going to, you know, so just have it all on hand and be nice. And when you pull off, then you can say what you like because they can't hear.
That's it. So inspect your, and another one was inspect your car for leaks and brakes and things like that. You know, you'll know your car's like that. But just go through your vehicle. Make sure all your lights are working. Make sure there's nothing broken. No excuses. Make sure your windows are networked, things like that. All the globes, we know, the fuses you can catch. And make sure when you open the bonnet during inspection, have a look at the belt. Sometimes you can't see the V-belt, but you can have a look at it to try and see if there's any cracks or anything like that in it. But if you've had it done, it should be fine. Okay, we mentioned the spare wheel. Wheel alignment, you can have it if you're going to do heavy loads and things like that. Make sure wheel alignment
that's
or
important,
get some tires.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just have wheel alignment done or do you need to change tires as well?
You don't have to. If you want to just have it done, have it done. It's the same as wheel balancing. Yeah. Okay. Remember, wheel balancing is when the car shakes, when the steering wheel shakes.
Okay.
Wheel alignment is when the car, if you leave the steering wheel alone.
Goes left or right.
Goes left or right.
Okay. So what happens if it goes
right?
But
I don't suggest that you leave the steering wheel. That's the thing. Don't leave it go.
So, James, what does it mean if it goes right?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's just
left.
Wheel alignment. Okay. It's wheel alignment. So it can be camber, caster, toe in, toe out, all those types of things. So it's all electronically done through machines.
And to remember, very important, James, if you do not have a buzzer for your lights,
remember to switch them off.
Remember to switch them off because, oh dear, James, what can I say?
Yeah. So you're all the same.
I've had to have the car jumped, keep even towed away.
And that's another one. Jumper cables.
So if you're anything like my family and we do not have a buzzer for lights, it gets left on.
Yeah.
And then we've got to call for help.
that's it. Look, if you go, look, it's difficult now and people don't realize that in the past week, I think I've replaced 4 batteries because of heat. Not
really?
Because of cold, heat.
Heat?
So heat, the batteries overheat. People think, because it's wintertime, they got this thing at the wintertime. It is wintertime as well, draws it. But heat as well causes the batteries to overheat.
So how do you know if your battery is overheating?
You won't start it.
Oh, okay.
The battery it'll go. I'll give you El Dave from Dave's Pool, our friend.
Yes.
He came past the house yesterday for me to check something on his vehicle. We did a service on Friday for it. Drove, everything's fine. Came yesterday, we stamped his book and did whatever. He drove out that he phoned me. I think it was about 4:30. It says the car won't start.
And it's a battery.
It did. The battery, it just went dead. And that was in that amount of time. So that's how quick it is. Normally winter time, it'll be in the morning. It'll give you a slight idea. But nowadays with the heat, almost nothing.
So if it's dead and you click, you'll hear tick, 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 tick.
You will hear it sometimes.
And if you don't hear that, so just
if you turn on ignition, nothing happens. A lot of times, I would say 95% of the times,
the battery
is buggered. But go and have a look at the terminals. Make sure the terminals are tight and especially if it's an old battery. But it does happen even to newer ones. So, yeah, you don't want your battery to go when you're busy driving. You can be driving from here to wherever. You pull over to the side of the road, switch off, and your car might not start.
So, James, what is the lifespan for a battery?
Between three and five years.
Oh, well, then we're safe.
So we, yeah, so... But it can be caused by any number of things. So like leaving the lights on. Make sure the lights are all closed. The biggest thing, especially if you're loading, if you're going on holiday, make sure that your boot is closed properly. Or if you might have switched on the light in the boot to see what's happening, a lot of them have it on a switch. And you pack everything and you forget that you packed, you can't see it.
That can drain.
It's going to drain your battery. Okay. And you get into the car and go tick, 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 and you say, oh, the battery. Meantime, you've left the light on.
Right.
It won't always tell you, the light is on. It'll tell you whether the boot is open or closed, even the bonnet.
Yeah.
But yeah, be careful with that. But so that is the biggest thing.
That's it. Time is
yeah, already.
It,
my goodness, it's up already, eh?
Yeah. So, James, I want to put out to you as well. Thank you for coming in.
That's a pleasure.
Every bi-weekly and giving us such amazing advice. And
your knowledge
and expertise is absolutely amazing. And it's always just lekker to have a lekker lach. And we do appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. And I enjoy it. I hope I can help. You know, the thing is, it's not about taking, it's about helping.
You help all the time, James. That's one thing we need to put out to all our listeners near and far. James is always there to help. And if you ever need...
I will try my best.
If you ever need any advice, guidance, service, or your car sorted, James is the man. So, James, would you like to give out your number? Because I know it's the end of the season.
Silly season, 081-070-4919. I hope everybody has a great festive season. Take it easy. Be patient. Check your car before you go. It's just the easiest thing. Don't wait for the last minute.
There we go, James. Thank you.
Thanks. Everybody, have a good one.
Bye, James.
You too. Bye.
The Motorzone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.
Looking for the ultimate driving experience? Live the Ranger life with the extra large Ranger offer at Ford Claremont. Choose the hard-working Ranger XL or XLT, combining rugged capability with smart design and comfort. Enjoy more space, advanced technology, and top safety features for your family, plus seamless connectivity with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Prices range from $6,399 to $9,399 per month. Plus, mention Zone Radio when you purchase and receive a 5,000 Rand Long Beach Mall shopping voucher. Call 021-672-1700 to book your test drive today. T's and C's apply.